back. Danny and the girls hanging out with you on the queue. It's Tuesday. Dr. D, another segment. You got an issue you want to work through before Thanksgiving, Dr. D is here. So call the show, 419-240-1055, or text us at 419-240-1055. Of course, she owns Serenity Health and Wellness in Maumee and Perrysburg. Here, let's get right to the text. Ready?
Ready.
That's a good one. Good morning. My husband and I just found out that our friends are swingers.
Oh.
We actually didn't need to find out. They came out to everyone. I'm not really sure what advice I'm looking for, except I just know I'm going to act differently around them. I really try not to judge people. I know that's wrong, but a whole thing makes me uncomfortable. Now, that's one I've never dealt with, where friends of ours that you didn't know, and say, hey, just want you to know, we're swingers.
Just an FYI. They wanted them to hear it from them instead of...
Right. Or they want to gauge the interest.
Is it a gauge the interest thing?
Oh. Yeah, okay, wow. So you said wife swap. So there's different, let's see, there's wife swapping.
Well, I meant swingers.
And there's open relationship.
Yeah, so this is swingers, my bad.
Wow, there's all kinds. Well, no,
but if you're swinging with another couple, you're wife swapping. That's what you're doing.
I'm trying to distinguish the difference in my head, yeah.
So this is swinging, just a swinging. Okay. Boy, I can't believe somebody want to put that kind of drama in your life. Really?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Kidding me?
I do know one couple that are swingers, and I know another couple who have an open relationship.
Okay.
So the open relationship is basically they're okay with them seeing other people, but they're not like all together. You know?
But they're married.
Yes.
Okay, that's weird.
Well, then why get married? I don't get that.
I don't.
Tax break.
Oh, okay.
Looks good to the parents.
Yeah, and in society, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I was very intrigued with a article I read about with Will Smith and his wife. You know,
are they swingers?
Mm-hmm, they've been open swingers
for
years.
Will Smith and...
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Who do they swing with?
They just basically...
Other celebrities?
I can't imagine you're
just swinging with the regular folk when you're Will and Jada.
Yeah, I think it's...
I never heard that before. Yeah. Susie, you knew that?
Yeah.
Right, but allegedly, there's that. But I always thought Will preferred guys and Jada preferred women, and their marriage kind of covers that up.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I haven't
Will
heard
Smith.
That one.
All right, let's stick
to
the question.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, back to the question.
Okay, so her question is basically she's going to be... You know, you can't... Don't feel bad. You can't try to deny that you're going to feel uncomfortable. You know, you have newfound information. I think what's going to help is when you're around this couple like you typically are and you don't notice a difference in how they treat you or you don't notice any difference. This is just something that you've learned about them. So you're going to be more uncomfortable right now than you will be. You know, once you see that you're around them and nothing's changed in your relationship and they don't act any differently towards you. I don't really know. You know, I don't think you need to bring it up.
Look, here's the deal. If it's going to hurt your relationship, I mean, so be it. They came out and they dropped a bombshell.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe it's, I mean, obviously it's uncomfortable. And how does that not hurt your relationship? How does it not?
Yeah, I don't know because I don't know the people personally, but there's some things that, you know, people just, it's when people act exactly the same. So say it's two couples and the one couple came out as swingers and they normally play euchre every Friday night or they normally go out to dinner once a month. And if nothing is different, the conversation's not different, they don't act any differently, then eventually that information will kind of fade away because the relationship is the same. Now it's up to this texter if they can't seem to get over it and it's just always on their mind and they start acting differently, then yeah, the relationship will probably be affected.
There you go. So they dropped, I mean, because here's the thing, why would they tell you unless they wanted to gauge your interest? There's no reason to tell you if they're not interested in swanging with you. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, there's this...
Why would they risk it?
Yeah. Why would you risk your friendship with somebody to tell them something like that unless you were gauging their interest about, hey, you guys want to swing with us?
Maybe.
Have you ever
just
thought about that? Look, I'm not judging. You do what you want.
Yeah. Maybe it's just some sort of like, this is important to us. This is our... Maybe they're gauging their judgment. Maybe, you know, it's the same thing with homosexuality. Sometimes they come out to people not because they're interested in them, but this is just who they are, and they want the people close to their lives to know this is who I am.
I don't know if that's the same thing, though, do you?
No, I don't think it's like, the same. I just think...
Yeah, because you're... Yeah.
If it's important to them, if this is big, this is who they are, I think sometimes they feel awkward, like, with these people that they're close to, not knowing this very important thing about them.
It's
know?
Who you are. You're a swinger.
No, definitely not.
I'm a swinger. That's who I am.
Definitely
you
not.
Just need to accept me.
No.
All right. Now,
no.
Listen, you guys, I hate to poo-poo you about Will and Jada, but in a July issue of People magazine,
uh-huh.
Jada Pinkett Smith, after the, let's see, they'll celebrate 20 years of marriage next month,
uh-huh.
She says there's one rumor in particular that has her stumped about her and Will being swingers. She
really?
Says they are not swingers, but she wished it was true.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm like, yo, I wish. They're not swingers, according to People magazine.
That's well, people's light and fluffy. They're not good. Right.
That's interesting because the article I read literally.
Then why would she lie? If they're swingers and they've come out in TMZ or other places, why? I mean, if you're going to come out, you come out. Yeah, we're swingers.
Maybe they're not
nothing
anymore.
To you.
Because I read where they were quote. I mean, I don't know. Are you allowed to quote people? Literally where they were talking about the divorce rate and how they're not going to get divorced, that marriage isn't sustainable to be together for 20, 30 years, and it's typically because of an attraction. I mean, it was very specific, the article I read. But, hey, I guess not everything on the internet's true, right?
Fake news. It's lies for whatever reason. They've been trying to crush this couple since they got together. It just seems like every time you turn around, there's always something about these two. Anyway, Jada Pinkett says she wishes those rumors about her and her husband being swingers were true.
Huh.
So, I don't know. Whatever. All right. You running any holiday specials?
Yes, I have to talk about Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Sure.
It's Serenity Health and Wellness, Mommy in Perrysburg. What do you got?
Yeah, so they can go online and get their online certificates. We are running 3 hours for $99 for a Black Friday special.
Nice.
You can make it a 4 hour for just $29 more. And if you're listening right now, I've already told my staff, 105.5 listeners can get an early bird go at this because we're only selling so many. So anytime after the show today, you can...
So mention Q105.
You have to mention Q105 and tell them you want the Black Friday special. Full 1 hour luxury facial, full body 1 hour massage, a yoga or any class of choice, infrared sauna, aromatherapy, salt soak, 4 hours. $99.
Just mention
$29 more.
There
yep. So you can get it. You can call in. You can buy it over the phone. You can't get it online yet. It's only going to be available to everybody else on Black Friday.
What's the number?
419-891-2181.
891-2181.
And that special is good at either Mommy or Perrysburg. You don't need to use it all of them in the same day. You can separate them, and it's you have 1 year to use them.
Oh,
there you
nice.
Go. All right, next Tuesday you'll be in.
Next Tuesday I will be in.
All right, cool. Nice. Dr. D.
Serenity now.
Serenity Health and Wellness, Mommy in Perrysburg. You have a swinging Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
See what I did there, Susie?
Cute.
Jokester. Kirk coming in. We're going to talk about movies. I saw Wonder Woman over the weekend. We rented it.
Oh, nice.
So we'll talk about that and other holiday movies and stuff under things. So don't move. Denny and the girls live and local. It's Q105.
Q105 weather from the Jim White.